This is TWiT.
The broadband industry would like to turn this into a debate about regulation. They claim that if you're for net neutrality, then you are for regulation. They claim that if you are for net neutrality, then you are against the free market. They claim that if you are for net neutrality, then you want government intervention. But that's not the case. That's not even close. I can only speak for myself, but I assume that there are other like-minded individuals who hold my same beliefs about net neutrality, and that is, I don't think that everything can be solved by regulation. I do believe that the free market works most of the time, and I don't want government intervention unless it is the very last resort. But folks, this is the last resort. What a lot of people don't realize is that this isn't an issue for 2014. This isn't an even issue for the 2000s, for the new millennium. This is something that goes back 30 years. 30 years of the American public getting shafted over and over again. The truth is that the American public has been getting backed into an internet corner by ISPs since 1984, the year that the telecommunications legislation gave away bits and pieces of our infrastructure in exchange for what we call the public good, the common good. The cable and telcos took those bits and pieces and they made a fortune deploying fiber and charging whatever they wanted. They made billions and billions of profits, but the problem is we never held their feet to the fire about that last part, that you can have that profit, you can have that revenue, you can have that infrastructure as long as you provide for the public good. We've forgotten that it's not just a promise, but something that they actually were supposed to do. Now, the Cable Communications Act of 1994 is what allowed Comcast, Time Warner, Cox, and others to make billions with a functional monopoly and cable-derived content connectivity set. The act was created to cut through all the red tape. Essentially, what they wanted to do is they wanted to encourage investment in infrastructure, specifically infrastructure to deliver programming and services through cable deployed through cities and towns of the United States. Now, they looked at that balance of who should have power over what goes where. And on one hand, you had the cable companies, and on the other hand, you had the local government. What they decided was best for the people at that time was to put the power into the hands of the cable companies with one caveat. And that caveat is actually spelled out in that Cable Communications Act, specifically that in exchange for establishing franchise standards and procedures, the act would demand that cable operators were expected to be receptive to the local community's needs and interests. It sounded good, but the problem is that that promise wasn't actual legislation that could be enforced. The cable companies grew rich, but they ignored their responsibility to provide for the public good. Now, two decades ago, the telcos promised that all they needed was more money, a little bit more money, a little bit more time, and a little bit more patience to invest in infrastructure to create a nationwide broadband network. Now, they promised that they could deliver 45 megabits per second to 86 million homes in all 50 states. And to that end, they said, well, we're going to need something from you. And what the government did was said, okay, we will give you tax breaks. We will give you incentives. In fact, we will give you something approaching $200 billion of American taxpayer dollars for you to do this project. Well, just this year, the telcos, the same telcos, AT&T and Verizon, came back to the FCC. They came back to the United States government, and they said, well, we spent all the money, and we weren't really able to deliver the 45 megabit per second lines to 86 million Americans, but we did give 1.5 megabit per second DSL lines to 20 million. That's close enough, right? Let's call it even. And they got off the hook. They were given that money. They were given that patience. They were given the right of way to make all that profit as long as they looked out for the public good. But the problem was that that legislation couldn't be enforced. AT&T, Verizon grew rich, and they ignored their responsibility to provide for the public good. Now, in 2013, Comcast finished their acquisition of NBC. Now, there were serious concerns about the vertical integration of Comcast and NBC. Basically, there were people who said it's not a good idea to have the company responsible for the delivery of content to own their own content company. Just natural thinking says that they're going to favor their own content over the content of their competitors. Now, in order to push through this acquisition, Comcast promised that they would not use the new conglomerate to unfairly disadvantage competitors of NBC, who wanted to deliver content over their tubes. They promised that they would watch out for the common good. But in 2014, they did just that. They throttled Netflix, a major competitor to NBC, to in fact, all companies that are not cord cutters. The problem was that the legislation could not be enforced. Comcast grew rich, and they ignored their responsibility, their promise to watch out for the common good. In 2014, AT&T, under pressure from municipal plans and Google Fiber, announced that they were going to roll out high-speed fiber to 100 cities, which was a great turn from 2013, where they told people, point blank, you don't want high speed. You don't need high speed. Now, this wasn't a grand gesture. It was to stem the bleeding. AT&T did not want Google Fiber making inroads, and they specifically did not want towns and cities to build out their municipal wireless and their municipal fiber. So they offered this plan, which according to the rules of the Telecommunication Act, if AT&T is going to come into your town, it means it kills a municipal fiber rollout. Well, they said that they were doing this for the common good. They said that they were doing this to fulfill the plan, the promise of that $200 billion in subsidies that they got from the United States government. But last week when Obama made his announcement, AT&T said they were officially putting the halt, the kibosh, the pause on that 100 million, that 100 city rollout. Now, folks, I hope you're seeing the pattern here. We've had weak legislation, but it's not really corrupt legislation. It's just really gullible. Now, there are going to be those who say, well, of course, that's how these companies act, because that's how all big corporations act, to make a profit. And that does make sense. But they forget that the reason why these companies are so big, the reason why these companies have made so much profit, the reason why these companies are in the position that they are today is because they made it on the promises that they have not fulfilled. It's a promise that has been broken time and time again, year after year, decade after decade, generation after generation for 30 years. And I think the problem is that it's been happening for so long that we, the American people, have forgotten that this is what they promised us. That we shouldn't be grateful that AT&T says they're going to roll out to 100 cities across America. It's something that they promised and we paid for. We shouldn't be grateful that NBC and Comcast aren't going to throttle the programming of other internet companies. It's something that they promised when we allowed them to become a conglomerate. We shouldn't be grateful to Verizon when they give us higher speed Fios in the cities that we want, because it's something that they promised to do when they tried to acquire a satellite provider. The thing that people don't seem to understand is that these corporations have gotten rich off of the resources and the patience of the American people. And folks, I think it's time for them to pay some of it back.